White. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, Australia. March 21, 1895. Dear son Willie, I sent you nothing the last mail, because I could not. My left eye was afflicted, but having somewhat improved, I will attempt to write you a few lines. Last Sabbath, Brother Lacey, May, and your mother rode down to Ashfield. I had the burden of the word, and spoke with much freedom. We then had a social meeting. The hall was full, and the testimonies borne by those newly come to the faith were of an excellent character. On Sunday, 13 were baptized. Nearly every Sabbath, souls are making decisions for the truth. I feel that God gives me a testimony for the people. Sunday night, I spoke with clearness and freedom to a well-filled tent, and all listened with deep interest. I learned that Porter, a minister from Ballarat, has come to the battleground to fight against the truth. We do not yet know what will be the result, but fear it will not be wisdom for me to leave the battlefield just now. I may feel differently about it later on, but it seems that there is need of every talent that God has been given to be pressed into His work. Now, as never before, we need to press our way through the moral darkness to light, and to still greater light. I have no news to tell you except that which is received from Ashfield and Petersham. Our family is the same as usual. We have no further news from Kurrenbong. I am so glad that Metcalf Hare is to reach Sydney on Sunday. Brother Lacey and May went to Sydney yesterday and did not return until after 10 o'clock, but we did not worry about them. They say they had a pleasant day. Emily Campbell will not return for at least 2 weeks. Maggie Hare is busily engaged in writing for Marion, and Brother Caldwell is visiting some, but is putting in his time writing more than visiting. I hope I shall soon feel decided in regard to what my duty is concerning visiting Tasmania. I am still questioning concerning the matter. May and her father both wish that I would go. If the life of Christ were finished, and if my heart had gained its normal strength, I might feel clearer about visiting Tasmania. But as it is, the matter is very doubtful. I will now close this letter.